USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's a hoax. That's what President Trump is calling a story from The Atlantic that he called the nation's fallen troops losers and suckers. The president said Friday he strongly supports military members.
Because you look at what I've done for the United States military. I love those people. I've gotten them pay raises when they didn't get anything near what I've been able to do. And I've rebuilt $2.5 trillion. I've rebuilt the United States military. Now we're including Space Force.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden earlier in the day delivered his strongest criticism of the president to date.
If the article is true, and it appears to be based on other things he said, it is absolutely damnable. It is a disgrace.
His late son Bo served in Iraq. On Friday, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closed lower. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly set to label white supremacists as the most serious terror threat facing the country. The report comes from Politico. They reviewed three draft reports from the department that says the threat from white supremacists is more significant than the immediate danger from foreign terrorists. The three draft documents use varying language to describe the threat posed, but all three say they pose the most significant threat. Police found clothing and ammo connecting a suspect killed during an encounter with authorities to the death of a pro-Trump protester in Portland, Oregon. Michael Reynold was a wanted man when he was located by federal authorities in Lacey, Washington. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office says they were preparing to prove that he intentionally killed 39-year-old Aaron Danielson during clashing protests last weekend between a large caravan of pro-Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters. For news anytime on demand, go to our website, usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A social media giant is doing its part to make sure their platform is not used to influence this year's election. The details from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
President Trump is ordering federal agencies to stop paying for training on topics including critical race theory and white privilege with taxpayer dollars. That's according to a memo from Russell Vogt, the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Vogt wrote in a letter to agency and executive department heads that it has come to the president's attention that executive branch agencies have spent millions of taxpayer dollars to date training government workers to believe divisive anti-American propaganda. Vogt continues and said trainings of that nature run counter to the fundamental beliefs for which our nation has stood since its inception, quote unquote. Get your news anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.